Hotchkiss senior Jacob Galley scored 24 points in Saturday's 42-12 non-conference win at Del Norte. Galley ran for two touchdowns and returned the second half opening kickoff 99 yards for a third. Galley was also 6-for-6 in extra points. Connor Beard caught two Josh Harden passes for touchdowns, and Trenton Tamayo had 6 carries for 95 yards and 1 touchdown. The 4th-ranked Bulldogs head back to the San Luis Valley to face undefeated Monte Vista this Friday. Despite 3 touchdown runs by Angelo Youngren, Montrose fell short of a win over visiting Pueblo West Friday. Youngren rushed for 187 yards in the Indians' 20-19 loss to the Cyclones. Mike Rocha rushed for another 58. Montrose is now 2-2 and travels to Aurora to face 0-3 Hinckley High School this Friday. The Olathe Pirates will try for their first win of the season when they travel to Coleridge High School in Newcastle on Friday. Chris Black and Robert Williams scored 2 touchdowns each in Delta's 21-25 win Friday over Eagle Valley. Delta travels this Friday to Thornton to face undefeated Arvada High School. Cedar Ridge is now 3-1 and at the top of the 1A Western Slope League standings after a 38-0 shutout win Friday at Dolores. On the Bruins' opening possession, quarterback Dante Markley completed a 60-yard pass to Reed Gates to put the Bruins on the scoreboard. Cedar Ridge has a bye this week and returns on September 28th to face the Bulldogs in a league showdown at Hotchkiss. Paonia will try for their first win of the season when they host Dolores. The game was rescheduled for Saturday at 1 p.m. at Paonia Town Park. Moving to tennis, this Friday and Saturday, 7 area schools, including Cedar Ridge, Hotchkiss, Montrose, and Grand Junction Central, will compete in the annual Delta County Invitational Tournament. All singles matches and 1 doubles matches will begin both days at approximately 8:30 a.m. at Cleland Park. 2, 3, and 4 doubles matches will be held at the Bill Heddles Recreation Center. Matches are open to the public. Grand Junction Central is the team favored to win. With just 2 weeks remaining in the season before a regional competition, there are likely to be some very close and exciting matches at this tournament. In volleyball, Paonia is now 9-1 after suffering an error-plagued first loss of the season Tuesday at Olathe. Paonia hosts North Park Friday at 5 p.m. Olathe takes the weekend off and will travel to Cedar Ridge on September 27th. The Delta soccer team is now 2-6 after a crushing 7-1 loss at Coleridge. They host Eagle Valley this Saturday at noon. And in cross country, junior Natalie Anderson set a new course record at Saturday's Eagle Valley Cross Country Invitational. Anderson finished the 5K race, held at Gypsum Creek Golf Course, in 19 minutes, 27.3 seconds to win the girls' division. Teammate Jenny Solis finished in 19 minutes, 44 seconds to place second. Both times met the National Elite Silver Standard time for high school runners. Freshman May Anderson placed 9th, and the girls' team placed 2nd with 47 points behind Summit High School. In the boys' division, Cody Bartlett placed 3rd and Andrew Tiedemann 6th. The boys' team also placed 2nd overall behind Eagle Valley. This Saturday is the 12th annual Hotchkiss Cross Country Invitational. The Dobie Desert Classic 5,000-meter open citizens race begins at 9 a.m., with registration opening at 8 a.m. Junior high races begin at 9:45, and the girls' varsity race begins at 10:15, followed by the boys' race. With its steep hills and deep gullies, this is one of the most challenging courses in the state. At least 8 schools, including Paonia, Grand Valley, Coleridge, Ouray, Telluride, Grand Junction Central, and Montrose, will be represented at the race. This is an excellent opportunity to see some of the top racers in the state and to test your endurance. For KVNF News, I'm Tammy Meck with your weekly sports report.